Even though Congress had the votes to pass the Tax Relief Extension Act to avoid going over the fiscal cliff, there is a wide range of opinion about the deal. Here's Republican Dave Camp from Michigan.
We're one step closer to comprehensive tax reform that will help strengthen our economy and create more and higher paychecks for American workers.
And here's Democrat Sandy Levin, also from Michigan.
We've got to do this in a balanced, responsible way with additional revenues as well as spending cuts.
And what will the tax changes mean for us? Joining us live now, Sadeep Reddy, economics reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Sadeep, you know, there are parts of the left that don't like it, parts of the right that don't like it. Leaves a lot untouched as far as what will really affect the economy. Otherwise, it's a great deal.
Otherwise, it is a great deal. There will probably be some relief today that we didn't go over the fiscal cliff like some people feared, but the relief will probably be short-lived. At the end of the day, every worker's taxes are still going up, despite what lawmakers want you to think, because the payroll tax is going back up, and that's 2% less in most people's paychecks. It also means most U.S. households will now face the highest federal tax burden since 2008, because we've been seeing a variety of tax breaks since then to push your taxes down, and that's going to hurt the economy immediately in the coming weeks, even if you set aside all of the other changes to upper income brackets.
But the hope is today, at least, we won't see a market panic, a big sell-off. Did this deal do enough to avoid that?
It certainly did do enough to avoid the kind of panic we would have seen if we didn't have a deal. It probably would have been pretty ugly. The markets are looking like they're going to at least open up somewhat higher. The big thing we need to see is how much damage just this fight alone did to the economy. We know that consumer confidence started plummeting in December, just like it did in the summer of 2011 after the debt ceiling fight. We know that business confidence is the weakest it's been in 3 years. All of that is going to weigh on the economy in some way. It's just a question of whether doing a deal, even at the last minute, might have prevented some of that damage from getting worse. But there is still going to be some damage.
And with more deadlines coming up this year and next, there's just more of the same ahead with potentially more damage.
There is exactly more potential damage. This time the damage could be bigger for financial markets. When you look at one of the biggest concerns coming up with the debt ceiling fight, you've got President Obama saying in his statement Tuesday night that he's not going to negotiate over the debt ceiling. A lot of Republicans are left scratching their heads over that one because they seem to be setting this next situation up for the big fight over spending through the debt ceiling. And so I think you have a very wide difference of opinion on how that's going to play out. And of course, we can't forget that the across-the-board spending cuts that brought us from the debt ceiling battle to the fiscal cliff, they're still in place in 2 months. And so people across the government are not going to feel reassured by any of this, and government contractors are not going to feel reassured. And adding the debt ceiling and the sequester together in 2 months creates yet another risk of crisis that Congress created, and that will have to go through this same wrenching process once again in such a short period of time. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Congress has gotten pretty good at creating these situations of its own doing. Thank you very much, Sadeep Reddy, economics reporter for the Wall Street Journal.